Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Ali Amato, and here's what's happening. Shots rang out at an Eid al-Fitr celebration in West Philadelphia Wednesday. Police say two kids and one adult were injured. KYW's Nina Barati was at the scene.
There was a huge celebration that was going on after Ramadan celebration at the park here at 47th and Lancaster up here in West Philadelphia. It happened just after 2:30, and that's when they heard a ton of shots fired. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says that they believe two small groups were exchanging gunfire. They saw three men and one woman running. They were able to stop them. And as that was happening, Bethel says another officer engaged a 15-year-old boy who had a weapon of his own. The officer fired their service weapon, hit the boy's shoulder and leg, and after the weapon was secured, police say that the officer took him to the hospital where he's considered stable. Then later on, a 22-year-old and another juvenile later showed up at the hospital with gunshot injuries. So in total, Bethel says that five people are under arrest, those three men, one woman, along with the 15-year-old who was shot by police.
In the midst of the chaos, a responding officer in a patrol wagon hit a child. Bethel says the child has a broken leg. A Philadelphia police officer is in stable condition after officials say his marked motorcycle was intentionally struck by an ATV in South Philadelphia Tuesday night. KYW's John McDevitt has the details.
Philadelphia police say it was just before 7:30 p.m. when an officer on a marked motorcycle traveling on northbound I-95 came across more than 50 ATVs on the interstate near the Walt Whitman Bridge. Officials say the driver of a red quad, who was wearing a black ski mask, broke away from the group as smoke came from the rear of the quad. The motorcycle cop then followed the driver as it got onto the off-ramp. That's when officials say the driver of the all-terrain vehicle turned into the marked motorcycle on purpose, causing the officer to lose control and crash. The officer suffered an injured right foot and bruises to various parts of his body. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. The suspect got away.
A red quad was located in the Frankfurt section Tuesday night by police, but it turned out to not be the one in question. The suspect remains at large. A SEPTA bus jumped the curb and slammed into a utility pole early Wednesday morning in Delaware County after the driver left the cab for a break. KYW's Connor Barkom reports.
SEPTA says the driver was off duty and left the bus to stretch their legs around 4:30 a.m. when it rolled away, jumped onto the sidewalk, and crashed into a utility pole on Long Lane near Marshall Road.
That does not look good.
Dawn lives nearby and regularly uses SEPTA to get around. SEPTA says no one was injured in the crash since the bus was empty and the sidewalk was thankfully clear of pedestrians.
Long Lane was closed to traffic throughout Wednesday morning. SEPTA and Upper Darby police are looking into exactly what happened. The government is taking a major step in making the water we drink safer. The EPA is now setting a national standard for the presence of PFAS, also known as, quote, forever chemicals. It's the first national standard to limit PFAS in drinking water. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, Pennsylvania officials are calling this a critical milestone.
This is a very big day, a very good day.
That's Pennsylvania Rep. Madeline Dean celebrating the EPA's announcement that the Commonwealth and a number of other states' PFAS levels cannot exceed 4 parts per trillion in public drinking water.
We didn't know about PFAS. The manufacturers did, and that is something I want to stress. They have known for some 70 years that these man-made chemicals could not be broken down and that exposure to PFAS has been linked to cancers, liver disease, developmental delays in children, and other health issues.
The EPA says there is no safe level of exposure to PFAS. Dean says these new regulations will reduce PFAS exposures for 100 million people.
The EPA is providing $1 billion to help public water utility companies comply with this mandate. That's the All Local. I'm Ali Amato. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.